Hi guys, and welcome to the Veg Grower Podcast, episode 76, titled Preserving Salad Crops. Coming up today, there's a few updates, followed by a chat about preserving salad crops. But first, I just want to talk a little about my trip to West End Gardens Chili Fiesta on Saturday. Now, as many of you know, I go there most years and I thoroughly enjoy the event. Walking around the walled gardens and everything else, this year really didn't disappoint. It's pretty much the same as previous years, just getting bigger and better in many ways, and certainly more popular. There's quite a bit of entertainment going on, including the guy directing the cars with his maracas and things. It's fantastic from the moment you get there. My first stop was a store we always visit, selling some fantastic cakes and pies, which we bought before they got too busy. The bloke on the stall always recognised us, so, you know, it did us a bit of a deal. We then walked around the many stalls selling chilli-related items, from chilli seeds and plants to chilli sauce and even chilli clocks. There was even stalls selling sombreros to really add effect. We wandered around and sampled many chilli products. I also visited the garlic farm stall, and bought some seed garlic, but more on that on another time. We then walked around the walled vegetable gardens and seen the amazing things they do, such as arches using apples and pears trees. And the greenhouse was full of melons, etc., etc. Really is worth a visit. We then had lunch while watching some belly dancers and a Mexican band playing before walking around the grounds again and the stalls. I bought some chili seeds for next year. We also watched a gardening expert talk about how to grow chilies and tips for success. And in another tent was a cookery demonstration. Again, chili based, but thoroughly enjoyable. In all, it was a thoroughly good day. I've recorded a video while walking around, which I shall upload soon. But I do recommend visiting the site, as they are having an Apple event in September, I believe. I forget the dates for that is, which I may attend. We'll see. I'm hoping to anyway. I'll put that up. Okay, so allotments. Well, on the allotment, I haven't found a time, especially with Saturday being down there, but I've mainly been weeding and harvesting. The first run of beans have been picked, and also getting a good supply of climbing beans. All the onions are now harvested, and only a few shallots left to harvest. These beds will now be hoed completely and have well-rotted manure and compost added, along with some chicken manure and garlic feed, ready for planting, which garlic will probably start going in September, so not long to go. The frames netting I erected last week is still standing and serving well, although the broccoli is going to flower very fast. But that being said, the leeks are fanning up really nicely now. After that, good watering, and that's all I've managed on the allotment. At home, the seedlings I sowed last week are through. These are more climbing beans and bellotti beans, cabbage and kale. These will probably need potting up soon and planting out. I've also been planting more garlic, which I've recorded a video of how I do this. I'm not going to try and explain this on the podcast, as it's probably easier to do on the video, so keep your eye out for that. It'll be on the same video as the Chili Fiesta. But I've definitely got a good supply of garlic and onions in this shed. It's taken up a lot of room. It's a good day. Very good. More and more of tomatoes are coming through from the greenhouse, but still waiting on courgettes and cucumbers, but we'll keep fingers crossed. So that's the updates now. Let's talk about preserving salad crops, the main subject today. I'll start by defining what I class as salad crops. I mean crops such as lettuce, tomatoes and cucumbers, things you would normally expect in a salad. But not every method I'm going to work with is going to work for every crop. But it's worth experimenting. I'm going to start defining salad leaves that I thought are difficult to preserve. They can last for up to a week in the fridge, but that's all I have to preserve them, really. Instead of that, I'd rather use successional cropping and keep growing leaves right through the winter to keep me going in the winter. So, you know, I take a pot, I sow some salad leaves, a couple of weeks later I sow some more and so on. And that'll keep me going right through the winter. Excuse me, sorry. It may mean growing things indoors on a windowsill, but it's food at the end of the day. And a nice winter salad can go down a treat. Drying or dehydrating works well with items such as tomatoes. If you think about it, sun-dried tomatoes, that sort of thing. And you're there. It's possible to dry in the sun in this country, but it's probably not the safest way. Instead, I use my trusty dehydrator. And if I take tomatoes, for example, I'll simply cut them in half, scoop out the seeds and dehydrate the fleshy bit for about 4 hours. These store well in a jar and can be used. And this method can be used for many other items, such as celery. To use, I use as they are dehydrated, or if I want to rehydrate them, I soak them overnight in water. Freezing is also possible, but due to high water content in some salad crops, they can turn to mush when defrosted, such as cucumbers and tomatoes. But that can be useful in things like stews or soups. It's a bit of thickness. Your tomatoes, you're going to boil them down anyway, so they're halfway there. Similar to stews or soups is a preservation method called canning. That's where you take your crops, process them, then place them in a jar, put the lid on and put them in a canner bath, and the heat from the canning bath kills any bacteria and creates a vacuum inside a jar to aid preservation. Tomatoes made in pasta sauces last this way a very long time. So that's one thing, for example, to do. Another method is pickling. We have all heard of pickled gherkins or pickled beetroot. Well, that is what I do here. I use gherkins in this example. I take a gherkins and place them in a clean jar, like a jam jar or something. And then cover in pickling vinegar, which I've already brought ready to use, or I've made my own pickling vinegar in the bath as well. I'll come to that shortly. The vinegar then gets poured into the jar covering the gherkins completely. A vinegar proof lid is placed on top and it's placed somewhere dark until I want to use it. A vinegar proof lid is very important, as the vinegar is acid, as you know, and can rust through metal lids. Okay, so I mentioned making my own pickling vinegar. That's what I do. I'll take some distilled vinegar and pour it in a pan and gently heat it. I then add some pickling spices such as dried chilies, mustard seeds, dill, pepper seeds. It works to experiment with what to use here, as that tastes preference really. Once these are added, I give them a good stir and keeping the vinegar warm until I need it to add to an item, or if I'm not going to be adding it to the item straight away, I'll leave it to cool and in store until needed. Straining some spices if you want, but often I like to leave them in as they kind of look good in the jar. Now, these are the methods I use for preserving salad crops, but the only way to really have salads in the winter is to grow them, as I said, with salad leaves. There are many other crops that works with this. It's worth experimenting too. Examples would be spring onions, basil, more of a herb, but you can use it in a salad, so on. And I actually think that's probably the best way to really get a salad in the winter is to grow them. Obviously, you can't grow tomatoes unless you've got lighting and things. You may well want to do that. I don't know. It's not for me, though. Okay, so I'm going to wrap up again today. Another quite a short one. I've only just gone 10 minutes. I think scripting these podcasts have made them shorter. Hopefully, I'm not rushing too much to explain it all to you, but if so, let me know in the comments. Also, let me know any comments of any methods you use to preserve in salad crops, and I'll mention that in future podcasts. Okay, so, let's say, look out for the video this week. I've got a few ideas on things going on in the future. So keep me posted on what you want to hear as well. And let me know how your allotments and gardens are doing as well this year. It'd be really good to find out. You can either do that on the website, theveggrowpodcast.co.uk, in the comments, or on the forum, or even emailing me at richard@theveggrowpodcast.co.uk. I'd love to hear from you, I really would. So, that's it for now, and I'll speak to you again next week.